Then from that group, we jump up to the high school level, and we have Caitlin Jones. She has 3 books on that. So go ahead and explain what caused you to go from children to middle school now to seniors.
Well, Caitlin Jones was my alter ego in high school. I was a very, very lonely child. I didn't know how to make friends. I didn't have the ability to go out and play. I was an only child, so I had a very active imagination, and I kind of escaped into that imagination to escape the darkness of my youth. So in Caitlin Jones, I, just like a lot of youth these days, I wanted special powers. I wanted telepathy. I wanted dreams to see into the future so that way I could do these really amazing tasks and actually gain attention from my peers and become a hero. And so that's what Caitlin Jones did. She helped the cheerleaders learn how to defend themselves. She fell in love with the guy of her dreams because they were telepathically bonded. And then in the second book, she's out of high school. She becomes a police officer, a bodyguard, works her way up to Secret Service, and by book number 3, she is a secret agent, and she is just traveling the world doing some amazing things and getting back in touch with that first true love. It's just a really, really fun, exciting story.
You must be exhausted from all that.
Well, I did work on that almost nonstop for 4 solid years while I was in high school and another 4 years after I got out of high school, fine-tuning it.
Yeah,
so it was
going from high school to being a secret agent and all the things in between, that is a lot of physical exercise, mental, exercise. Like I said, you must have been just exhausted with that one.
Actually, every single time I got an idea, I would write it down. Whether I was supposed to be taking notes in science class or whether I was supposed to be writing something creative in my journal for language arts, I was writing something about Caitlin Jones. I knew her character name was always Caitlin Jones, but her stories ranged from high school to police officer to bodyguard to secret agent, and just depended on what I wanted to write about at that time. And then when I was about 23, I had a dream that was so terrifying. It woke me up at 2 a.m. I got out of bed. I wrote it down, and it is the first chapter of Caitlin Jones, almost verbatim. I don't think I changed a word from that night when I wrote it at 2 a.m. And it basically is an explanation of why Caitlin Jones has these gifts. She has telepathy, she has dreams and see into the future, and she has the strength of 6 men. And that's about as far as I'll tell you, because once you read the first chapter, it's either going to freak you out completely or you're going to be able to turn the page and go into chapter 2.
So Caitlin Jones is a future superhero.
Yes, definitely. And okay. I've been asked if I'm going to do a 4th book, but, once Caitlin Jones found her happily ever after, I just kind of felt, nope, I think that aspect of my life is done. Let's focus on something different.